rivalry week, you know, it seems like one of the biggest games in the state to everyone.
Well, it's for sure the biggest game in the state this year. They're coming in on fire right now. We're 6-0. I mean, this is a big game.
But some people are saying it's the biggest game in rivalry history because of what's at stake. You've been probably involved in 20 or more. Do you buy into that, or is that hype?
I don't know. I think people make games out to be maybe more than they are. This is a huge rivalry game. It means a lot for both programs. It could mean conference championship implications, all that stuff. We're so early in the season. I can't say it's the biggest one in history because there's a lot of games that came down to having to win to go to BCS games or have to win to go to win the conference championship. Those were pretty big, those games.
How similar is Devin Dampier to running quarterbacks you've faced so far this year? And how's he different?
Well, he's obviously a very good player. He can beat you with his arm and his legs. In many ways, he reminds me of Noah Fifita that we just played. They're both very good with their pocket presence. They're both very good with, you know, keeping their eyes downfield. They're both very athletic in the pocket. So I think he's very comparable to Noah. He does run it more than Noah did.
We'll find out in a couple of hours when the injury report comes out, but can you tell us anything about Jack's status or Raider?
Yeah. So we're expecting Jack to go. He's practiced really good the last 2 weeks. Well, especially this week, but he even practiced last week. And then Raider right now I'd say is doubtful, just depending on how he continues to progress.
But, yeah. Coach, the young guys in your DB room seem to be getting better every week.
Yeah.
What would you say is contributing to that confidence in their play?
Well, the corners, I really love the way Coach Guilford coaches those guys. He does a great job with just educating them, obviously getting them prepared for the games. I think he does a good job with that. Just the development of the strength staff. Those guys do a phenomenal job of getting the younger guys getting better and better. And then I think Coach Fowler's done a really good job with the safety. So there's a process in place that we have that helps with that, but you got to give a little credit to the coaches and a lot of credit to the players for buying into what we're trying to get them to do.
Can we see more to Celia Akana going forward after how he played at Arizona?
I sure hope so. You know, he's a dynamic player that we talked a lot about early in camp, and as he continues to learn the defense, he should just get more and more.
Has that been the big challenge for him to get on the field, is just kind of understanding how this defense?
That's everybody's challenge in this defense, is just if we have a flaw of myself, it's probably we get a little complicated at times. But that's everybody's challenge, is it's hard to put them on the field until they're ready to go with understanding the scheme. So
Cialli's been a solid player for you, but that game he had, what does that just mean for his development? Maybe as the linebacker as a whole for him to have a game?
Well, again, I think Coach Enna's done a really good job with Cialli, and I think Cialli's done a great job of buying into what we've asked of him. There's a process in place, and I see Cialli just getting better and better and better and better the more he plays. And I think last game was a great indication of where he's heading, and I think he's still scratching the surface on what he's going to become.
Kyle Whittingham was really complimentary this week about guys like Kalani and you and all the staff, that connections to him. What is your relationship like with Whittingham still this day, and has it still been strong since you came back?
Well, I love the guy. That's not a secret. He's been so influential in my life and in my playing career and coaching career. His family is amazing. So, this is a weird game because we're super competitive. We want to win like crazy, but we have tons of respect for those coaches up there and their players.
So, like after the game, do you guys feel like pretty friendly after the game? You guys can talk and just kind of chop it up as coaches, if you will.
Well, you're going to have one side super upset and one side super elated, and so that makes it a little difficult after. But before the games, absolutely. I mean, we meet at midfield as friends and colleagues, but incredibly competitive too.
Who does Dampier remind you of that you've faced so far, or if anybody?
Well, Noah Fifita would be the one I just mentioned. And then he runs it a lot like, and the scheme is a lot like, say West Virginia was, where he gets more carries, and I think the West Virginia quarterback was extremely athletic and he carried it a lot in that game. So I think it's probably a good split between West Virginia and Arizona.
Coach, each week it seems like you have goals for your defense and where you want to be as far as the statistics go. What are some of those goals this week in facing Utah?
Well, I think we need to do a great job of stopping the run. We can't let the quarterback be super efficient when he does throw it. And that looks different, you know, depending on how many times they throw it. Depends on, you know, what we're looking for as far as the efficiency rating and all that stuff goes. But those two things for sure are always a critical thing. My goals change each week for the defense. And it's just the reality. What I feel we need to do to win this game is going to change each week. And some of it's a secret.
Does the familiarity between these two staffs change anything for you guys?
Not really. When the ball's kicked off, it's college football. And leading up to it, there might be some things where you think, oh, well, they know we do this, but we also know what they do. And the reality is when the ball's snapped, you still got to stop it. So I don't think it changes that much.
What are your thoughts on the challenges of going up against Utah's offensive line? They had some success last week against ASU.
Yeah.
Well, like, your thoughts on their line? Well,
the best offensive line in the country is what they tell me. So it's a great challenge for us. I think they are very talented. They're obviously leaning on those guys to keep the offense productive. I like the matchup. I like where our defensive line is at and how we're getting better and better. So that will be a huge component in this game, is just how the defense and offensive lines match up on both sides of this.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.